Well, hello, everybody. Hello, hello. It is I, Manoli. He is alive and well. Alive and well, Manoli is. I have no excuse. You see what happens? You know, I went on that one trip, and everything, like, I had to, like, catch up on everything else, and I just now catching up on this podcast. My goodness. I said I was going to try to do more, and, well, I haven't done more. You know that we passed the 2-year anniversary of this podcast, Manoli's Musings? 2 years. Isn't that something? I think about how much I've allegedly grown as a person, you know, these past 2 years. I've really, really matured a lot. And, you know, I don't know who that person was 2 years ago who started this crazy show. But, you know, he's not here anymore. Yeah, I'm a fully grown adult here, so, you know, very mature and wise. Who am I kidding? But that's okay. I apologize for my absence. It's like, I've been really busy, you know? I started a new job in January, and I still have my business. And I've been doing all kinds of other things and going places. Every time I've sat down to do this, like, I don't know, I either, like, fall asleep. Or, because usually I do them late at night, but today I'm doing it during the day. So I have energy, I'm here, I'm present, I'm in the zone. Auto zone. No, just kidding. I don't know if everyone has that, but that's a commercial, at least in my area. Auto zone. Auto zone. In the zone? Auto zone. I'm already going off the rails, but that's okay. We're going to talk. So I did go on the trip. I did come back. I didn't die up there. I went to New York City. It was a wonderful time. I'm not going to talk too much about it because at this point I forgot most of it. But, it was a good time. We went up. My cousin was baptizing a baby up there. Yes. So we went up there for that. But we got up there, I think, Thursday, me and my father. And we stayed there. We left on Sunday. But, you know, we had a good time. We saw Sweeney Todd, the revival that's closed by this point. It was very good. I'd never seen that before. That show was kind of creepy. I have to be honest. It was a little eerie. You know, fun for the whole family. You know, very lighthearted and feel-good story there. But, you know, it really advised it for everyone. But, no, it's a creepy show. Great music, obviously. Very... eerie and creepy and weird, but you know, it had some moments of levity too. A lot of dark humor. You like dark humor? I kind of do sometimes. Not all the time, but a lot of the time. I like some dark humor, but it was great. I mean, the people that were in it, they did a good job. Aaron Tveit was Sweeney, and first of all, he's a tenor, but, you know, he did the best that he could, I think, with the role. It's meant for a baritone or a bass baritone at that, but, you know, for a tenor, he did a good job. I will say that. You know, I don't compliment tenors often, but he did fine. But really, Sutton Foster kind of ran away with the show, and that usually happens. Miss Lovett is a way more, I think, has better tunes and moments and stuff than Sweeney, but... I enjoyed the show. I thought it was good. What else did I do up there? I ate a lot. We went to, my father and I went to Delmonico's Steakhouse, which was, I really enjoyed that because it was a part of town I'd never been to before. You know, it's down there close to Wall Street where the bowl is. And I liked that. I'd never seen that before, so that was unique. And, I mean, great food. I mean, that's one of the, you know, the top restaurants in America, I think. So, you know, it's a classic. It was closed for a while during COVID, but now they're back, and I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I like that old style. I like old school stuff. You know what I mean? Not super old school, but, you know, that's a classic steakhouse. It's very good. You know, the food was just good. It was just good. I don't know what to say. I like the atmosphere. The wine that I had was kind of sucky, though. I will say that. That wasn't a good glass of wine. I don't know who put that on the menu. So, do better on that. But otherwise, the food was all good. You got to have good wine if you're going to eat a big steak. But Otherwise, I mean, how can I complain? The food was fantastic. The sommelier, that's how you say it. I don't know. He could do a little better job. A little better job on that. But, you know, that's nitpicky. I don't know. And we went to this other place called Raoul's. Raoul. And it's like a brunch bistro kind of thing. And apparently they have this burger there that they're really famous for. And I went there and I had that. And it was a very good burger. I will say that. One of the best that I've had in New York City. It was very good. My father found that place and he did a good job. But I tell you what about this place. It's a small place and you got to go up these stairs to get to the bathroom. And man, I mean, those things were frightening. They were like spiral, but they were steep, man. I mean, somebody is going to go down those stairs. I don't know who it's going to be. It wasn't me. I held on for dear life, but my golly, you go up those things and you may not come back down. You may fall down. It could be a fatality. Anyway, so I mean, that those stairs were terrifying. I was going back down and I'm standing there. I'm waiting for my dad. He went up there to go, you know, use the restroom before we left. And I'm standing there and the person next to me says, "Hey, how you doing?" And I kind of look at him. He kind of looks familiar. I'm like, "I'm fine, man. How about yourself?" He's like, "Did you go to Carolina?" I was like, "Well, yes, I did." He's like, "Yeah, I remember you. You were in my class, Manoli, right?" And I was like, yes, that's me. And he was a wonderful fellow that I just happened to run into. He recognized. I don't remember if he remembered my name. I don't remember if you remember my name. Way to go. That's some great use of the English language there, Manoli. But I don't know, but he recognized me, and I was quite impressed by that. I was blown away. I don't always... I'm kind of bad with that stuff, but he's like, "Yeah, I think we had a class together." I was like, "Wow, what are the odds? What a small world. Ran into you in the middle of New York City and just happened to have a class together at Carolina. It's amazing. What a small world." But that was a good place. We went to John's Pizzeria. That was very good. Very good pizza. New York style. I like New York style. Thinner crust is very good. I don't like thicker crust pizza. I don't like Chicago or Midwest or any of those things. I mean, it's okay every once in a while, but I like a thinner crust. You know, if you're going to eat pizza, you may as well do it the healthy way. But no, it was good. We had a white pizza. It was delicious. You know, without the red sauce, with the olive oil and the cheese and the, you know, all that good stuff. But it was good. That was a unique place, too. I really enjoyed that. But, yeah, we walked around a lot. We did. We ate. Went to the baptism. I always like seeing my cousins in New York. They're always very nice to me. They said, "Manoli, you're the best. You're the best, Manoli. We love you." Yada, yada. I enjoy seeing my cousins in New York. You know, they appreciate me up there. The cousins in New York, you know, they really treat me nice. They say wonderful things about me. They say, you know, that, you know, you're special, Manoli. You're the first to have that name other than your papu. And yada, yada. I'm like, you know what? I think I am pretty special. How about that? Thank you very much, cousins. Yeah, I like them. I like them. It was a beautiful church, too. Aya Paraskevi in Long Island. And that's the only one, St. Paraskevi in the United States, is what they said. And that is the patron saint of the eyes, basically. So helping with vision and seeing and blindness. They had a beautiful shrine. It was a beautiful church. I really enjoyed it. The ceiling was magnificent. It was just gorgeous. Here he goes. All right, he shut up. That was a cameo from my friend Astro, astronaut, also known as Little Ass. That's kind of my nickname for him. So there you go. But I guess he quieted down. I don't know what he was barking at. But we're back. We are back. Manoli is back, baby. He's back, rising from the ashes. Rising from the ashes like the phoenix. Rising from the ashes, spreading his wings to fly across space and time and to speak to you through the podcast, the power of the podcast. He is back, baby. He's here to stay. No more of this 3-month break, 4-month break, whatever it was. That was the old Manoli. This is the new Manoli. The new Manoli is going to be there for you. 2 years I've been doing this podcast. Well, you know, off and on, but 2 years I've had this podcast, and I need to, you know, show my appreciation for y'all. I have some notes here that I, you know, topics I wanted to talk about. I have plenty of time to gather them, but I'm having a problem here because I said musing topics, and these, they don't make any sense to me. Like, I mean, you tell me what, it's like the writings of some kind of insane person. I should be thrown into an asylum at this rate. It's crazy. Food this week. That was a good topic. I don't know what this week was. Allergies. Oh, yeah, everyone loves to hear that. I mean, I was really scraping the bottom of the barrel. Sweeney Todd, we talked about that. Eating alone. Yeah, I've done that a lot. That's for damn sure. Do it all the time. I like it. I enjoy it, you know? If you can't be comfortable eating by yourself, what's the point? You know what I mean? I just go in, I sit at the bar, talk to the people next to me, talk to the bartender. You know, why not? Why not? Why not, he says. The dentist. Oh, yeah, we've covered that. what else is there? What else did I write down in my ramblings of an insane person? Umbrella bags. I have no idea what that's about. What could I have possibly... I don't know what the point is of it, to be honest with you, but I don't know why I would have talked about that on this podcast. And here I am talking about it on this podcast. Eggplant. Either, you know, here's my take on eggplant. If it's done well, it's freaking delicious. If it's done badly, it's the worst thing you ever put in your mouth. It's inedible. You have to do it the right way. There's a place here, I'm not going to say what it is, because, you know, the Charleston restaurant mafia might come down and whack me, but there's a place here, they claim to have eggplant, and it's the worst eggplant you ever had. And this is a very esteemed place, and I'm really surprised by how terrible their eggplant is. It's flavorless. It's like eating goo. It's mushy. It's disgusting is what it is, but that's enough about eggplant. Leo's Book Club. Oh, this is funny. Leo, my brother... he's 8 years old, as I've said many times on this podcast. Oh, he just turned 8, actually. He turned 8 in May, so there you go. So happy birthday to Leo, belated. My father had his birthday in May, too. I won't say how old he is, but, you know. he might not appreciate that, but Leo and I have a little book club. You see, Leo, he gets these books, books that I used to read as a kid, like Diary of a Wimpy Kid, which is a great series that I enjoy very much. He's reading those now, and so he'll say, all right, you need to read this. And he gives me assignments is what he does. He's like the teacher. He assigns me Diary of a Wimpy Kid. He assigns me... I have some book here that he wants me to read about... What is it? Let me... Hold on one second. It's called Torpedoed: The True Story of the World War II Sinking of the Children's Ship. That actually sounds pretty interesting. So he might have a good recommendation here. I need to read this for him. Yeah, he checks in on me. He says, did you read this book yet? No, Leo, I've been busy. And he's not happy if you don't read it. You know, he likes to discuss the... So we have our little book club. Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Dog Man, he's a big fan of. Dog Man. What else does he like? I Survived, Who Was XYZ, he likes those. So yeah, we have, me and Leo have a book club, and I'll give him what I'm reading, which is The Brothers Karamazov, and what else? I've been reading some things. I read a book about the Revolutionary War, I finally finished that. It was 140-something pages, and it took me about 3 months, but who's counting? I'm reading a Star Wars book, Shatterpoint by Matthew Stover. Very good. I'm reading a book about St. Paisios from Mount Athos, which is a very good book. I really like this book. Anyway, I'm reading a few things. I like to read. I don't like to just read one thing at a time. I have to be in the mood. You know what I mean? I got to be in the mood to read X, Y, Z. I'm reading Jurassic Park 2 as well, because I haven't read that in, I don't know, 6-7 years. That's a good book. But anyway, very interesting stuff. You know, I like to, you know, I read a chapter here, chapter here, chapter here. So how do you stay focused, Mel? Like, that's the best part. I don't, because I'm you know, my brain is like, it's like a web of different ideas and things that I think about and want to talk about on this show. And then somehow I have to condense it down because I could keep going forever, people. He's gone mad. No, but Leo and I's book club is really interesting. We have deep discussions about the literature. I was really good in English class. I read every book, allegedly, and really discussed it well. But let's move on. What else? What else do I have in here? Easter. Oh, that was over a month ago. Let's talk about that. I have nothing to say because I don't remember what happened. It happened. Easter's gone. Now, let's continue. You know, something I've really gotten into recently, and I really enjoyed it, is I was thinking to myself, you know, I've been talked on this show about how I like to walk around, you know, walk around different cities and streets and whatnot. And I thought to myself, well, you know what, why can't I just walk around by my house, by the neighborhood? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Why not? And so I've done it. I've really, really quite enjoyed it. I've seen streets I've never seen before, places I've never seen before, neighborhoods are right here. I had no idea that were there. You just don't know. And they all kind of look the same, but, you know, they're slightly different, so it keeps you entertained. But the walking around is great. You get outside, some fresh air. I have Greek blood. I need vitamin D. Vitamin D, I need it. I need it. And you get it that way. The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. You've had a long day. You know, the things bother you. You just go outside, clear your head, walk around. Listen to some music. Listen to some Manoli's musings. Why not? Walking around. It was great. Although something creepy did happen in one of the neighborhoods. There was a person on their bicycle. They were looking at their phone riding their bike, which I thought was kind of dangerous. And as they approached me, I looked closer and they were wearing a mask on their face that was like a cat. Had whiskers and everything. Pretty detailed. Not like a COVID mask, like a real mask. And that was a little creepy, I have to say. I don't know what the deal was. It's like some kind of ritual going on back there. But needless to say, I will not be going back to that neighborhood anymore. That's for sure. hey, there's a lot I could say right now that I'm not going to say. But I digress. That was a little creepy. But otherwise, I've had a good time. I went to some neighborhood. The other day, I was really out of sorts. I walked for like 6 or 7 miles. I mean, I went really far. I was out there, man. And I went to some neighborhood, and they had a little road that led into this island that was out there. And I was like, well, this is interesting. So I walked back there, and I was a little on edge. It was a little cul-de-sac. Nice houses. But, you know, they might not have taken kindly to a trespasser in their island, the little island road there, you know. So I was watching my back. They might see me. And there was an older lady walking with her dog there, and I didn't trust her for a second. I kept my head on the swivel. That's what they taught you in football. Keep your head on a swivel. And so I didn't trust her at all. You know, she, nice lady, walking her dog. Before you know it, she come back behind me with a club. And then they tie me up and throw me into the marsh so the alligators get to me and get rid of the trespasser to their island. That's what they could have done. It's true. You never know. People don't take kindly to strangers walking through their neighborhood. They watch you. They watch you. They have snipers on the roof. Or the rough, as some people say. I was walking, I swear, there was a red dot on my chest. It aimed right at my heart. And I heard people speaking like, "Who, if he makes a sudden movement, fire at will." And that could have been it. Who would have found me? It's kind of off the beaten path, you know what I mean? Nobody could have known. They have their own dock, you know. They probably just going to throw me off there and let the alligators and the sharks, you know, have do the rest. Very dangerous out there walking around like an old man. Yeah, I noticed the demographic for that kind of skews a little older than myself, but I've always kind of been like an old man, so I enjoy it. It really does clear the head. One of these days, I'll walk 20 miles in one day. Why not? See how far I could go in one day. That sounds like a great idea. Let's continue. You know where I went the other day? I went back to my old stomping grounds of Columbia, South Carolina. And I went there because my friend Bryce invited me to a Memorial Day party at our friend Jake's house. So I said, I'll come, Bryce. Why not? I'll tell you one better. I'll come up the night before. Of course, I didn't decide if I was going the night before until like the day before. So I didn't tell anyone. So I got up there on Friday after work, checked into my hotel on Main Street, and I was hanging out. And so I texted Bryce, or I called him actually. I said, hey, Bryce. I'm here the day before. You want to come meet me out for a beer or something? Oh, I'm kind of tired. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, it was our last day. He's a teacher. I was like, well, it's our last day of school. I'm kind of sleepy, and so I think I'm just going to stay in. And I was like, all right, I respect that. I understand that. So I call another friend. I say, hey, I'm in town. Come meet me out. Nah, I'm okay. I'll see you tomorrow or Sunday. Okay. Call another friend. This is the one I used to go to the saloon with, the Boot Scoop Boogie Place, CWP, Carolina Western Pub. Say, hey, man, I'm in town. You know, I'd like to go to CWP if you're down. He's like, I'm kind of tired. Maybe tomorrow. So I got snubbed like three times, but that's okay. You know, I said, I don't need y'all people. I said, I'm going to go to dinner by myself. And I did. Sat at the bar, went down, went across the street for another drink. I had a grand old time. I didn't need nobody. Manoli is content by himself. And I was. I walked around. I went to my friend's little bar there. And I went in there. They had live music. Very nice. Had a nice time. Had the party the next day. That was very good. Memorial Day. They had a barbecue. They had a slip and slide, which I didn't participate in because I'm on the shower again. And I was planning on going out later. And my friend, who I called about going to Carolina Western Pub, he said, I'll go tonight. And so I did. I went back to my old Boot Scoop Boogie bar there, the line dancing place. And I really, it was like I had never left. I knew all the dances. I went back out there. I showed them how it was done. I told Witt, I said, you've been coming here this whole time. I'll still beat your little behind at these dances. And I think I did. I think I did. I had a good time. I saw several people there that I hadn't seen in quite some time. A girl I knew from high school that I was in student government with. She was there, and she had just gotten married. She came in her wedding dress and was line dancing. I mean, how about that? Congratulations to you, Morgan. I don't think you listened to the show, but congratulations anyway. I saw another girl I knew there. I was on the president advisory board at the college there. My friend Witt, of course, and his people. And so I had quite the time. There are some new dances I didn't quite understand, but Manoli picked them up okay. I'm the old pro at the line dancing. That's me. Every once in a while, I come back just to show them how it's done. I'm like the old master, like the Jedi master. I'm like Ben Kenobi coming back out of retirement to teach them, show these youngsters how it's done. Nobody can line dance like old Manoli. At least that's what he'd like to believe. But I digress. I better save some topics, so, you know, because I don't want to have to, you know, I don't know. You know, when you start, like, when you get, the older you get, the kind of less interesting life gets, unfortunately. So I don't have, it's hard for me to come by topics these days, but, you know, I'm kind of long-winded anyway, so I can kind of stretch it out for you. But, so I'm going to save some for next time, and I'll be back sooner. How about that? How about that? You see, Manoli is thinking ahead here. He's not going to exhaust himself. Remember I was doing two of these a week? Isn't that crazy to think about? Two of these a week. I don't know. I'm lucky to do two a year at this point. My golly. But it's going to get better. All right. That is it for real. I will see you later. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Friday. And I will see you sooner than this podcast, I'm sure. I hope by a lot. But... Well, we'll see. All right. Thank you very much. Have a good night.